Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and having a wonderful day here in New York still. So let's do some clearing here. And if you wish to call in, you can. A lot of people like to call in on Mondays. This is what today is here. And today is basically the first, I think the first or second, let me check out the calendar here, of November the 2nd. So if you hear it on the archives, this will be November 2nd, 2009. So let's do an entity release for everybody. And remember, entities are, we just got through going through basically a few days ago with Halloween. That's the Day of the Dead. The energies come out. People put on costumes. Entities hop into their bodies, especially witches if they wear those things. So to me, it's a very negative day because you're actually dwelling in those energies. So if you never thought about that and you think that that day is, you know, like comical or a joke or something, boy, it's very serious. You can really pick up entities quite badly. So enough of that, I guess. Here we go. These are entities that you may have picked up or maybe from your children as they went out in Halloween wearing whatever they were. In New York here, I saw a lot of people with skeleton heads on and skeleton T-shirts and garbs like that. Very, very sad. Here we go. Entities. So start clearing them away out of the bottom of your feet. But this is how you catch them, and when you allow them to come in through a particular energy, that's what they do. So we're putting them out of the bottom of your feet now. And now we're going up to our ankles. So if you watch the children around you today that went out trick-or-treating, and they behave differently today, that's the reason. They picked up probably hundreds of entities. And maybe yourself as you handed out candy to them as these entities hop from them into you. So this may sound a little negative, but this show is about you getting self-empowered with your spirit. And when you do negative things like that, it's a detriment on your body. So here we go, coming up to our knees now and going up to our waist. And here we go. And I think most teachers comment that, you know, that the week afterwards is awful, which could either be from all the sugar rushes from the kids or just entities in them. Here we go. Going up now through your body. Remember, it's up to you to protect your body temple. So what's the better way of having yourself get deluded from spirit energy? Let's have a holiday where these negative energies come into you. Here we go. I'm going to work down your shoulders now, and elbows, wrists, hands, fingers, fingertips, fingernails, and now we're going to work on your neck, and moving up now to your head. Back of your head, we'll work on your face now, work on your eyes for sure. Okay, maybe you saw a lot of scary things, so that would bring in entities into your eyes that would want to see scary things. Here we go. And top of your head. Great, we'll bring more of your spirit energy back into your body now. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll do the mind to heart drop to get everybody centered in their heart center. Again, if you heard the show before, you're going to know that I'm going to be talking about the elevator drop, 10th floor to the first. If you're brand new, then naturally just to kind of sit back, nothing for you to do. This is not a meditation. This is actually commanding the energies to work So that this awakening consciousness, you could call it your ego self, the thoughts in your head, your mental body, whatever you want to call that, makes no difference. It's your thoughts that you have going into your heart center. And then you're in the moment. When you're not in the moment, not in your heart, then you're in time. And then you're controlled by the aliens in the time-based reality that they set up for the people to live here. And then you're in the darkness. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And think a thought, and you should feel that energy, whatever that would be, that you relate to, your thoughts talking from your heart center. And if you feel it there, then you are in your heart center, and you're out of time, and you're probably very peaceful right now. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace, Annika?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. Thank you so much for dropping us into our hearts and that great, great entity release that, you know, we all need so much. And I can say it as an experience myself from this weekend. I did put up the entity clearing for all of us in my family, you know, including me from Saturday there. And I could really feel how that was really helping us after the Halloween and all that going on. So that's a good thing to do. And I had a question that came up with you saying that. Could you say that scary movies might actually bring in more entities too, Ron?
Yeah, more than likely, I would think. It kind of depends how much clearings you've done on yourself, okay? So what you haven't cleared out of yourself, then whatever you resonate to, you will bring in the entities from that, okay? That leaves the door open. So I've watched some people when I go to the movie theaters, and there are scary scenes or things that, you know, are not too pleasant, we'll say. And some people close their eyes, cover their eyes. Some people will jerk around and jump. Some people get like in a defensive mode like they want to fight. Well, that means that they have stuff stored inside of their body. Remember, this is genetic programming that you have from your ancestors, and you are seeing that situation physically on the screen, and you're responding to it only because you haven't cleaned yourself out. Remember, you're still in judgment, and that judgment is making your body respond. It's no different than walking to a side of a cliff or something and to be afraid to look over the edge. Or maybe some people are afraid to walk close to the edge on a sidewalk. Maybe they walk on the inside edge all the time. Well, that's a fear that they have. They may not have had that fear in this lifetime, but they do have it from their ancestors. And that's kind of what people are experiencing, is this genetic programming. And naturally, maybe at some point in time, somebody will have to walk close to the inside edge, maybe next to the stores. Maybe it happened when they had the horse and buggy days and they were walking too close along the road or something, and maybe they got hurt or run over by a horse and buggy or something. So it's kind of all the same thing. It doesn't matter, you know, it won't be the exact same situation, but it will be the same energy. So, yes, scary movies could bring in entities because you're relating to it, and they're seeing your trauma being expressed. They watch your auric field, and that's how they attach to you. So when you get really excited, they live on that emotional energy, and so does the darkness. And so they'll see you getting anxious, and they'll hop into your body because they want to experience that, or they relate to that experience, one or the other. And then if they relate to it, then you're probably going to be even more scared next time you see a scary movie, because now you have their stuff to deal with, plus your own, if they happen to stay in your body. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I actually had an example of that, of the animals that we have. We have two little guinea pigs, and they jump as soon as we walk by. And I had to explain it to my little girl, who was kind of wondering, why do they still jump? We don't do anything to them, but they have that program. And so you can really see it with the animals, that whatever comes from the ancestry. Obviously, nobody's really hunting down guinea pigs anymore, but that's what they were obviously being hunted down by all kinds of creatures when they were out in the wild.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, you can really see that sort of genetic imprinting and what's been going on in the past in animals. So that's all very interesting. We're just not as aware of it, probably, but at least now we are getting aware, so that's all good. So I wanted to mention just the call-in number. If you're listening live today on Monday, is 888-815-9756, and we're always happy to have callers and questions. And I also wanted to welcome a lot of new listeners that we have. I know we have some new ones, so maybe we could take a little bit of how to kind of reflect again about what is different with Creation Lightship from other so-called spiritual teachers that are out there, Ron. And you know, a lot of people, when they first go to your site, they might actually think that you are linking to ETs or possibly some type of religion when you are first looking at the site. So maybe you can explain the differences.
Yeah, the only thing that relates to the site as far as religion, which really, you know, would be Christianity with Jesus. So Jesus was from the Lightship, and some of those teachings, you know, were brought forth with the Bible. But as far as religion, no, I'm completely against religions, all religions. That's because they control you. And, you know, if Christianity was more correct in what they're doing to people, then you wouldn't have all these different denominations of Christian churches. And they even fight against themselves. So the whole thing is to find the divine inside of you. That's what Jesus taught. And that's the common denominator for this program, is to get you more spirit, you know, self-empowered. This is the whole process. This is what Jesus was doing. So since we have Jesus on there, people might think that it's Christian-based, and it definitely is not Christian-based. It's the light coming to help you. I might do a show sometime. I don't know when, but maybe... we could talk about what the Bible stated, maybe, as far as what Jesus said and what actually maybe happened. I probably will be doing a book shortly on it sometime. I will be doing a book, I believe, if I can find some time, which for me is a little difficult. But if I find some time, I'm going to be having a book out where we take each one of his particular healings that he has done and how they're talked about in the Bible, and I will tell you exactly what happened at that time frame. So it'll be probably different than what they teach or, you know, what people have learned. And the odd thing for me is seeing people. Once something is put in text, then that is the truth. And that's why people probably read books, because they want to find the truth. So they believe that what's written is the truth. And nothing could be, you know, more further from the point, you know, of not being maybe correct. So just because you see it in text and you memorize things doesn't mean that that's true. So the Lightship is not religion at all. They probably do not, and I do not even reflect on religions as far as taking away or you know, coming into some kind of organization. The Lightship is what created you. That's it, basically. And you're able to come back into that divinity of your spirit if you choose to. The Lightship does not use force of will. And this is why, probably why the planet is in such a havoc here, is because the force of will has gone amok. People turned into the darkness rather than coming into their spirit, into their heart center. But, you know, aside from that, the Lightship is here to help people. It's the same energy that Jesus used, where the people went when he did healings with them. And this is the process that we do here. We have our Saturday night calls on BBS, where you go to the Lightship for maybe about 15 minutes, and sometimes a little bit longer, but it's just a sampling of what the Lightship does. In fact, we're having a special call this Sunday where you're going to be on the Lightship for a total of 8 hours doing body organ rejuvenation, nervous system, and skeleton. So if you're interested in having some healings that Jesus performed, maybe in a little different context, but it's the same basic thing, is to get rid of the judgment out of you so you can have more spirit energy with you. This is why he came here. And that's for the ascension process. You cannot ascend if you don't have your body cleaned out. This is what he was teaching. And this is what he was doing with his healing. So the Bible talks about Jesus dying for your sins. Well, he was killed because he was releasing the genetic programming out of people. And when he left the planet, his healing stopped. There was no healings ever produced by Jesus, the one that walked the earth for probably about 1,950 years, regardless of what the churches tell you. And so this is the way it works. The light ship comes, does the healings, and those who understand it can get the concept that you have your own divinity inside of yourself. It's not outside of yourself, which all the teachers or churches believe in. And that dilutes you from your own source energy. So that's basically it in a nutshell. The light ship comes for ascension. Same thing that Jesus talked about, and it's nothing to do with religion at all. Just that Jesus is there because he's a master, and so did Buddha. Buddha was here also from the light ship. And a lot of times these teachings get kind of askew. They can change a few words, change the whole meaning. And you probably all understand that if you get 10 people together and you whisper into someone's ear next to you, the very first person, a sentence or something that happened, sure enough, by the time it goes to the 10th person, it will be completely changed. And the same way as if you watch a situation. If you watch a situation on the street, you're going to have all the people viewing it, and they're going to be telling you what they saw, what they perceived happened, and it may be 10 different stories. Remember, you're resonating to the judgments inside of yourself, and that's what comes up. And the light ship is here to take away those judgment energies. So I hope that answered the questions for everybody. So the light ship does not believe in religions because that separates you from your own spirit, because you have to pray, then you become prey, P-R-E-Y, to whatever you're praying to, and you're actually lowering your own spirit into something that isn't worthy of you connecting to it. This is why most people think they have to pray to the saints or the angels to have forgiveness, or to basically you're asking for favors, okay? You pray for something to have happen in your life. The light ship doesn't answer your prayers, okay? Because it does not choose to take away anybody else's free will. So that might be a new one for some of you listening out there. The source energy never does anything other than provide you with the energy to make your own decisions, because you're your own creative source energy, and that's what you're here to do, is be in love and use the light for your manifestations. And they don't want to judge anything that you're doing. They can't do that, because if they did judge you, then that would become the darkness. And so if you're asking for favors from an archangel, or you think that maybe Archangel Michael did something for you, more than likely that was the light of the darkness. And sometimes your spirit will actually come in because you're not valuing your own divinity, and you think something outside of yourself is stronger. So your spirit can come in as a guide. And if you believe that Archangel Michael's fantastic and the only one, or Mother Mary, your spirit could come in as posing to you as that energy, because you'll listen to that more than you will your spirit. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you for going through that. And we look forward to a book like that, Ron, that you were describing. And he was wondering if there is a book that you have done already.
Not completed yet.
Okay, yeah. So also he was saying, she's talking about basically summing up there what you were saying about entities, that if we talk about entities or think about them, could we be attracting them?
Entities, typically by the word entities, I would say possibly not. When you start talking about someone, let's just say that in the last week you had a problem with your boss. We'll just call the boss Joe, okay? And so Joe did some things to you. Well, you could be bringing in energies from Joe to you in the gossip realm, you see, because as you're connecting with the energy by giving the person's name, you're actually connecting to his energy, his life force energy. So you're putting a connector to that body. Now, let's just say that you say that, boy, he did something very, very bad to me. Well, once you put that cord out, the entities can just crawl along that cord, we'll say, go into that connection and come right into you. So, yes, if you give somebody's name about that, yes, you can be attracted to the entities. And like I mentioned on one of the shows, let's say that you go to a location, we'll just say, any type of business. I'll talk about doctors and dentists. What can I use here? Let's just say you go to a location where, let's just use building materials, okay? That's completely different than all the rest, okay? So you go to a location where there's building materials being sold, and you yourself, maybe not a very good carpenter, but you now ask out loud or inside of your head that you need some help building this project. Maybe you're going to make a box out of wood, and you don't know much about it, but you know you have to have a hammer and nail, so you buy a hammer and maybe ask some questions of what size nails to use. Maybe you buy a saw, etc. So all of a sudden, as you ask for help inside of yourself, all the entities that are there in that building material store are going to come to you because you're commanding them to come to you by asking for assistance. And most people do that subconsciously, or they say, oh, God, I need some help with this. So anything out there is going to come to you, probably including aliens, because that's who you're calling upon. Not calling upon source energy. It will never answer you, okay? Only your spirit can talk to you. That's in your heart. So if you're not in your heart, whatever you're asking for outside of yourself is going to come to you. And it can come to you in any name that you choose. So you can say, I want to have Jesus help me with this box. I want to have Archangel Michael. I want to have Mother Mary. I want to have Saint Germain. I want to have Melchizedek. I want to have anybody who you can think of, okay? Well, any entity out there will come to you in that name because they'll say, wow, I got a chance to express myself. I'll say that I'm Jesus, and I'll say that I'm Archangel Michael or Saint Bernadette or Raphael, you know, any of these. It makes no difference. So they'll come into you, and they may be carpenters, and they may be able to help you in the project, but you're bringing entities to yourself because you're asking for assistance outside of yourself. You're using mind energy. So when you use mind energy, you're attracting anything to you. You know about the law of attraction, I'm sure everybody. So the law of attraction, this is how it works. Very simple. You put out a thought, and you're going to get a thought back to you. And that thought's going to be probably entities coming to you or something to help you out. So that's why you don't want to use the law of attraction, because you want to go into your heart center. So that's basically it. Ask your spirit for assistance. You can also ask people, but most people, somehow they have a certain phrase that they've been programmed with, and they'll give that phrase out loud, and they're like, oh, God, can you help me now, or you know, something like that. You've probably all heard people say that. So what's going to come to you? Entities. And there's no reverence, you know, for that word G-O-D, because entities can use that also. There's people who channel G-O-D, okay? And what are they channeling? Well, some entities that want to say that they're G-O-D. So it's not source energy. You're dealing with anything outside of yourself, any different name you can call it. Doesn't make any difference. There's no reverence to the name of God, okay? Because the source energy has no name, and it's only connected to your heart center. So this is what we talk about, why the light ship does not honor religions here. They do honor your free choice, and they honor you to do whatever you choose to do in your life. And they do honor you choosing the dark side as opposed to the light. But when ascension time comes, this is the chance to get out of here. So hopefully you're all listening and you have that chance. So that's kind of up to you if you choose to go into the light. And you have to, it's not something that you just think about. You have to do the work. You have to go to your heart. You have to drop down like we did earlier in this program. So I guess back to you, Annika. We'll see what...
what the peanut gallery wants here, right? Well, we're all getting excited about your book, I think, and I see quite a few questions from Heal about the things that you were talking about, and I don't know how much you want to go or can go into it, but I can give you two questions here. One is, what is the golden ray of Christ consciousness? And also, Heal is wondering, if Jesus is still around doing healings, why was it said that he will be coming?
Okay. Basically, the golden ray of Christ consciousness, I don't know where that came from. It's just probably a New Age term. They like to create terms, okay? So that one, to me, means nothing. As far as is Jesus coming? Well, yeah, the light ship comes. Jesus was a representative from the light ship. So the light ship is here. Is Jesus coming physically here? No, I'm here in his place, only because he could not come here to do his teachings of all this stuff because nobody would accept him in a Christian church. So we decided to have the healings take place versus what happened last time. So that's basically it. Princess Diana does come into my body, her spirit, a lot of times during the programs. She'll come in and bring in her compassion energy. But it's all the same. See, on the light ship, there's no delineation between the spirits, okay? Down here, we tend to pick certain tasks or certain roles of what to do. And from there, we attempt to connect with a body that can be used to run the energy for that particular type of service, okay, to help people. So is Jesus coming? Well, what you think of in the Bible of Jesus, no. The light ship is already here, so he's not coming like you see in pictures in the churches, okay? And if he did come, what church would he go into? Which ones pray outside of themselves, you know, to ask for favors? So that's not what he taught, okay? He taught to go inside. So right away, he would not be very well accepted in any Christian church on the planet here. So that's why he's not coming. And his teachings are the same. The same teachings right now that I give you is what Jesus gave you. So it's the same process. So that's kind of the way it works.
Well, we sure are happy to have you here, Ron, with us right now in this time. So thank you.
Yes, so to me it's no, you know, I'm just here like you people as a human. I just have a little better connection.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I didn't come in through the Galactic Federation, through the ET agenda. I came from the light ship here. So I'm normally always in the present moment where most people are in their minds. So I'm more, in a sense, spirit connected than most people here. But, you know, there's nothing really different or that different between me and you, just that I don't have all those judgments of all these past lives with my spirit. My spirit is fully awakened. And that's the difference, is that most people who've been here for these forced dark side reincarnations, you tend to lose your spirit energy. And when you do that, then you kind of search for truth outside of yourself to figure out why you're here. And then that leads you astray even further. So, you know, when I do healings on people, typically, you know, people have gone back to over 100,000 years here. Well, that's a lot of judgment to be carrying with your spirit. And then you also have your body genetics. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I don't know if you're up to doing maybe a sample of religion indoctrination, if that's possible.
I can go back 5 days here. So, and the reason why I'm going back 5 days on most of the healings that I've been doing in the last maybe 6 months is because those days are more probably pertinent to you, and you're able to relate more to the healing process. Doing a whole year would be probably actually more beneficial, but you're not really going to sense what's going on, and this is why the light ship decided to do 5 days. So here we go. I had some people ask me that they would rather have me do a longer time, which for them would be wonderful, but this is for education for you all, so you can actually feel the energy move. So this is going to be the energy. So I'm going to describe how this healing works, okay? First of all, you might say, well, I haven't been to church for, you know, 30 years or something. Well, you still have that energy with you. And that energy from the last, from 30 years ago to when you first started going to church, we'll say that you're 50. So let's just say hypothetically, when you kind of became conscious to listen, we'll say you were 5 years of age. And so, you know, you may have 25 years of stored judgment from the church and all that indoctrination and the brainwashing, okay? And programs put into you. So Are those programs of 25 years still working with you today? Of course. So what we're doing now is going to be releasing the programs that influenced your life for the last 5 days. So I think we're all on the same page now. I think that may have shed some light on people of what I do here. So here we go. 5 days ago, this is for how the religion belief system that you have, had with yourself, how it's affected you these last 5 days. And, who knows, what it's done to you. I was watching in New York here, I'll just switch subjects here, and the gentleman watching the TV live, and a person ran, I guess they had like a 25-mile race or something here, and this one gentleman won it. And so he gets done, and he does the cross thing like a good Catholic does, a bunch of times, and I go, boy, one of those ETs got into his body and helped him run, or whatever, whatever he's praying to. So he was indoctrinated, completely. So here we go. And it might even be on TV, or they might even show a glimpse of that, In New York here was popular. Maybe elsewhere it may not be, but here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So let's see, what else can we do here? This will be interesting. I don't know how long the religions have been in effect, okay? As far as some of the denominations. So let's just pick on a couple of them here. Or I'll choose a couple. I don't want to pick on them. Let's choose Catholic indoctrination. So maybe you're a Protestant this lifetime, but maybe a few lifetimes back, or your genetic makeup from your ancestors. Remember, if you go back 7 generations, that's 256 people. Maybe one of those people, and this energy is stored on your body. So maybe one or many of them were Catholic. And you might maybe be something else in this lifetime other than a Catholic. So here we go. Let's take out that Catholic imprinting here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And now let's do, Baptist. Okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And let's see, what else can we do here? What's a good religion out there?
Can you do Mormons?
Mormons, okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Let's do Lutheran. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Pentecostal. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Methodist. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. I guess Hindu, right? 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Any other ideas out there?
Episcopalian.
Okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared.
Church of England.
Okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared.
Could you do Theosophy?
Okay.
Or Anthroposophy?
Okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. I guess one of the more current ones is Scientology. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. So anything on the fast chat here?
I don't see any religion. I don't know if you want to do... Did you do Episcopalian? Yeah, you did, right?
Yeah, Buddhism. Here we go.
Buddhism, yes.
Okay, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared.
Sometimes. What about Muslim?
Okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared.
Non-denominational.
Oh, that's good. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I think we got a good random sample there. So if any of you out there felt more energy leave you, that's because typically your ancestors, maybe not yourself, but your ancestors got tied up into some kind of rhetoric of mind control from that that religion, and it affected you in the last 5 days. So that's how these clearings work. And you know that you need something like that when all of a sudden you feel some relief happening to your body. Remember, your body's suffering from all this mind control energies. That's why your body dies, basically, from judgment. And that's how things happen. So we have Everett on here. Let me see. Thank you, Everett. Anything else you want to have? Orthodox. Here we go. We got another one on there, which I can't...
Seicho no IE. Is
okay,
that Japanese?
We'll do that one here, then we'll do the other one here. So here we go. We got Judaism, too. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And Orthodox. 5 days cleared, 4 days. This is fun. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And Orthodox. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And I don't know if I did Judaism, but we'll do that. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And going back quite a while, ways, people who maybe worshipped the sun, for instance, sun gods. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And maybe people will worship the moon. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so that'll be interesting. If anybody wants to call in, if they felt something, by all means, call in. Jehovah Witness.
Yeah, and Temple of Medical Physical Science.
Okay, so let's do Jehovah Witness. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And what did you say, Annika?
Temple of Medical Physical Science.
Okay. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll just see if anything comes on here. And please call in, somebody. Hope to have a caller in the next minute here. I'm going to go down my fast chat here.
And then we have also Reiki, Ushi-type energies.
Sure. Okay, here we go. That's another belief system. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okie doke.
So yeah, it's very interesting, really interesting, because I didn't know that actually Catholic, the first one, was really strong for me. And, yeah, some of the other ones that I didn't expect, like Judaism and, you know.
Yeah. You never know which one is going to control you. Now, this is the last 5 days. So, like I said, what happens is that you have these programs running, and how does this program connect to you to affect your life? We got Muslim on here. Here we go, Muslim. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. That one's heavy. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm going to do that one again for people. Must be a lot of... brainwashing there. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So, Marie, Temple of Physical Science.
Medi-physical science, yeah. I think that's pretty much what you did.
Yeah.
You did medical physical science.
Yeah, I'll just do it again here. So, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared.
Yeah, Everett says that, thank you for that. I felt a pulse release in my abdominal area. So thank you, Everett, for that comment. And Karen actually, going back, I saw Karen was commenting on her kids being sick, and she said she hadn't even done that much this weekend. So that's always interesting to hear how it does affect everyone.
Yep.
With a weekend like we had, you know.
I guess the last 10 minutes, if you're wondering if this program is about religion, I guess you can see that it's not.
Mia has a question about a planetary cording release, and with that question, I also wanted to relate another question that I've gotten on email, that maybe if you can also tell how a sample is different from a real clearing, let's say, of the planets, and how long or how much can a sample work?
Okay. Very good question. We have a caller, but let me just answer the question first, and then we'll get the caller on. So what happens is, when I do these sample clearings, the light chip can only take the time that I'm doing it in, or the days, okay? So these samples are probably about 90% effective for what I'm doing for you. Now, naturally, you have your whole lifetime for each awakening second that you live that these programs are running. And so some people, when I do a clearing, like a sample clearing, maybe they had just an awful day, awful time, and maybe they're crying and I do an emotional clearing. Maybe they had it, say, 3-4 days ago, and I go back 5 days, and all of a sudden they go, wow, I feel great, I'm fixed. Well, they sometimes don't want to go any further because they got rid of that energy. Well, you still have it stored inside of you, otherwise you wouldn't have drawn it to yourself, okay? Remember, like we said, like attracts like. Remember how the mind works? You probably maybe have all seen The Secret, you know, and that's correct. The negativity will come to you. Like attracts like, and that's the way the light, not the light, but the dark side works. The light only works in the now. And so you are bringing stuff to you with the law of attraction. Heaven forbid. So here we go. Against your free will, okay? And so what happens is the clearings, when I do a whole lifetime one or the full-length clearing, you're cleared for this lifetime of stuff. It's not just 5 days. So if you are feeling something, right now, if you do your whole lifetime, yeah, this stuff's out of you. Now, can you attract more? You have free choice, free will. Just like going to the doctor with a broken arm and you get it fixed up and the doctor takes the cast off and you go, boy, I'm never going to have a broken arm again, am I? Because you fixed it. Well, that's how people kind of ask me that question, you know. And I look at them, I go, well, you have free choice, free will. You can bring stuff back upon yourself very easily. May not be the same intensity because you got rid of the initial cause of it, but still, you have free choice, free will. And so when I hear people ask how long is it going to last, I just have to shake my head. They don't get it. They really don't get it. Of Course in Miracles, here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So this is kind of what you want to do is you know, get the clearings done. This is why I do samples, so you can realize that, yeah, there's a problem, and the problem is inside of you, and you want to get these genetic clearings out. So if you happen to believe that Jesus came here to do healings on people, to take away their sins, which is what he did, he got rid of their sins, which is their genetic cellular memory, which means, you know, the word sin is a medieval term, I believe, of, you know, having a bow and arrow shooting at a target, and, you know, when you hit the bullseye, then you hit it, but otherwise you missed the mark, okay? So you sinned when you did not hit the mark or the bullseye. And that's all that it means. You made a mistake. And that's your built-in stored energy in your body, which will keep attracting the same kind to it, entities and everything else. So Jesus was here to get rid of those, to get rid of your belief systems in the past so that your spirit can come into your body and into your cellular structure, two different things. So this is what's happening now. So whether you believe it or not, if the light ship is here, the energy that Jesus used here 2,000 years ago is here. In fact, they took away a lot of the energies from all the graveyards probably maybe a year ago or so. And so those are gone now. You're going to be watching some of the TV programs that now are dealing with hauntings, et cetera. And as the light ship and the earth spirit become stronger, these entities will be leaving eventually. But anyway, aside from that, we have a caller, Ron. So who's here?
Hello.
Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Annika. So, yes, I'd like to ask a clearing on and metaphysics of spiritualism.
Okay, here we go. So this is, I guess, the New Age thought movement, okay?
Yes, right, uh-huh.
We'll do a clearing for the New Age thought, and there's probably two main churches out there that deal with that, from my understanding. There could be a lot more, but the main two are Religious Science, so I'll do a clearing for that, and also Unity Church. They're both kind of similar as far as they're involved in the New Age movement, okay? So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I think even, Christian Science is in there too, so we'll do that one. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. So just see if those resonate with you. Some of those teachings, religions are fairly recent, you know, where the other ones might be a lot longer, a lot older. But I think the new
Does that include, like, the First Spiritualist Church of such and such a city? Does that include those two?
Probably so.
Okay, all right.
You know, I'll have to just see how it works out for you. But the New Age movement that we have now, I think, came about in the early 1900s, I believe. Maybe 1920
okay.
or something. So, anyway, that's what people are tuning into now, typically, because the old age religions, you know, the typically are in too much judgment, so they wanted to go into more of a positive outlook in the religions to bring forth positivity instead of, you know, Jesus dying for your sins and the devil's going to get you. So those churches kind of change a little bit. In their philosophy, and that's just the way they are. But they're still a religion, basically, and they're still, you know, using, to my knowledge, anyway, I could be wrong, but still using people to pray to God outside of themselves. So that's a process which Jesus did not teach you, and that's why we talk about this all the time. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Larry, for calling in and bringing
thank
that
you.
Up, too. Thank you.
Okay.
And you know, the clearings that you have, Ron, one is the religious indoctrination clearing, and that would help with all this. And then you have another one, too. I'm just trying to find that one.
I think we have one about God or something, religious.
Yeah.
Both kind of similar.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Also is the alien abduction barcode, because when you pray outside of yourself to a god, then you're being abducted, connected to an alien race. And some people think that, you know, the graves, you know, through the media, et cetera, or people talking about the alien abduction situation, their light on the subject is that there's only one ET race out there that's bad, and our government contracted, got involved with the Greys to get technology, and in the process of doing that, and you can read this on YouTube or wherever else, this is the mainstream philosophy, and that they allowed the Greys to abduct people. And sometime, I don't know when it was, I'll just say before the year 2000, that somehow there was a treaty, quote-unquote, signed that the Greys cannot abduct you. Well, I don't have any belief in any of that. Plus, there's more than one ET race. I mean, hello, you know, go to the website and check out these races, and you're going to see that, you know, it is kind of, you know, just a way to pacify people that you're safe now, you know, which is not the case, but, you know, the process when you do connect and pray outside of yourself, then you're a prey to these things. And you are giving your permission because you're asking for a favor. You know, oh God, I need to have help in my life. Oh God, I want to have abundance. Oh God, I hate my girlfriend. Can you please take her out of my life, or my boyfriend? Oh God, I need this, that. I need a house, oh God. All this stuff, you see. So as soon as you say that, you're hooked in. You just swallowed the hook and it got in you, and you're on the other end of the line. And you're having the experience of connecting to the darkness.
So I heard another caller, Ron.
We have a caller, so go ahead.
Hi, Ron and Annika. It's Karen calling.
Hi, Karen.
I just wanted to say quickly that it's just been such a great call, lots of good explanations tonight, and my 9-year-old daughter has actually listened to the whole show with me, and a lot of the stuff is sort of sinking in, and she gets a lot of it. So I'm just very, very thankful. And I did have a question as well.
Sure, go ahead.
I've been playing around with the new self-empowerment page, and it's been kind of fun. And one of the areas causing my situations that I felt a little more energy is organizations. And I was wondering if that could possibly refer to some of the religious organizations you've talked about tonight.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty broad one. You could even, I believe, type in individual ones, if you wish, on that page, too. So, yes, that is kind of a once-over of the most controlling things that's affecting you right now, yes. So remember, like I said, you know, if you just go back seven generations, you have, including yourself, you have 256 people with a mindset somewhere in a belief. And so you could have, you know, an organization of whatever it would be, you know, taking away your life force energy, controlling you. All these things can happen. So, yes,
right.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and also just to explain my daughter's situation a little bit more, she actually came home sick from school today with a horrible headache. I mean, really, really bad. And I gave her some homeopathic remedies, but I also immediately put on the emergency healing, and actually I didn't do the alien page. I did the infection clearing and just ran those repeatedly, and she fell asleep, and tonight she's up and about. And I also asked her if she wanted to get on your conference call that's coming up in half an hour, and she's been on those before, and she immediately said yes. So
wonderful.
We'll be on your call in half an hour.
Okay.
Well, that's so great. Maybe we can we bring in an energy that she would like? Do you know what she would like to bring in on the...
Would you like to bring in energy? She likes the peace energy a lot.
Okay. So we'll bring in some
great.
Peace.
Thank you so much, Karen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Before we do that, we have one more. Alan Kardec Spiritualism. Okay. I think I pronounced that right. So let's release this here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you might want to, you know, mark this show, everybody, if you have some friends who may want to understand what religion has done to them. By having these clearings, they may feel a lot of energy leaving them. So let's bring in the peace energy through the light beam, if you wish. So pull up the light beam on your monitor screen. I'll do that right now. Scrolling down here. It's underneath some information about me, looks like here. Oh, boy. Underneath the blinking flower. Oh, it's hard to see myself doing stuff. And it's even worse for me. I'll call somebody up and I hear myself counting down in the background because the person's doing a clearing or something. I go, wow, who's that? That sounds like me, you know?
I think that's happened a few times with me when you call.
Anyway, here's a light beam, say about an inch or so on your scroll bar approximately, you know, maybe about 10% down or so. So here we go. Bring in the peace energy. So I'll use the word stronger. So when I do these energies, I either count from 1 to 10 or use the word stronger. Otherwise, to me, it gets kind of monotonous. But anyway, but you have to command the energy. So that's what I'm telling you. You have to command it. If you don't command it, it's not going to work. You just command your spirit and command the energy with your spirit to have it work for you. So here we go. And I'm commanding the light shift to bring in the energy into the light beam. So actually, what's happening behind the scenes, they're loading the energy, you know, coming down from the light chip into my body. Into my body goes into your computer screen. So I'm the conduit for this energy. Much like what Jesus said, you have to go through me to go to the Father. And that's basically what that meant. Said he was a conduit for the light chip to do whatever he was doing on this planet. That's why I say when he left, when he no longer lived physically here, then everything stopped. There's no more conduit. So here we go. Here comes the energy of peace, the light beam. So I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, that's been great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So just a question here from, looks like, Ed. When pain forces the spirit out, where does it go? It could be alongside of you. Part of your spirit could be right next to you, waiting for you to call it in, waiting for you to do a healing on it, so it'll release the trauma that it had or the pain. So I have seen people, not too often, but I have seen people, maybe half a dozen in the last 10 years, which isn't too many, okay, where I look at a person, and all of a sudden I see their spirit either walking like 3 foot ahead of them or 3 foot behind them. And it's, you may have seen that yourself, and you go, wow, that's really weird, you know, because all of a sudden you see their body energy, well, it's not really their body, excuse me, you see their spirit energy looking like their body, walking, and it's like a ghost, but it's like a silhouette. So you may have had that experience. So that's where somebody actually kicked their spirit out of their body. Maybe they took drugs or something or whatever, and the spirit left completely. Maybe it got really traumatized and had to leave. And so it's still with you, outside of your body, waiting for you to call it in. This is what we do in every show, is we bring your spirit back into your body. Remember, you have to release the gunk, which is the entities, and then bring your spirit more into your body. This is what every show is about here. So our time is coming to a close here. We have a conference call coming up here in the next half an hour. So we'll increase the peace energy, and I'll just say goodbye to everybody, and thank you all for calling in. And, you know, this would be a great show to play for some of your friends who are heavily involved in religion, see if they can get that energy off of them of judgment. So here we go. Here comes some more peace energy, and I'll say goodbye to everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you.
Clearing it up here, putting more peace energy in, and it'll be activated for the next half an hour. So bye, everybody.